So we'll start with the report released from the government watchdog. It revealed that migrants are living in distressing conditions at the border. What kind of conditions are these migrants facing at the moment?
Yeah, so on the once Mexico accepted or went into this agreement with the United States, Mexico deployed a newly created security force, that is the National Guard, to the border, and a lot of migrants have been detained. Now the problem is that the current government that you previously implemented a series of austerity policies. So the organ of the Mexican government that is aimed to assist refugees and provide them conditions with dignity, etc., have its budget significantly cut. It only has around $1 million of American dollars of budget. It was around 21 million Mexican pesos, and they are crowded. They are on the Mexican side of the border, because the problem is not only in the United States, it's also on the Mexican side of the border, because now that as the asylum requests, they need to wait in Mexico. So they wait in Mexico under dire, appalling conditions.
They are appalling conditions, and of course the broader issue is the migrant crisis. The US and Mexico have come to an agreement on immigration to avoid Trump raising tariffs on Mexican goods. Can you explain the new tariff deal?
Yes. So the idea is that Mexico will deploy around 6,000 members of these newly created security forces, an hybrid force. Basically, they are members of the military. The creation of this force was really controversial in Mexico, up to the point that right now the federal police officers that are meant to be incorporated to this newly created force are protesting. They are conducting huge rallies in Mexico because they don't want to be incorporated into this force that has basically military discipline. And the Mexican government is sending these soldiers to prevent migrants from crossing into Mexican territory. The crackdown has been, the Mexican government detaining migrants who cross the territory has been quite effective, with President Trump congratulating Mexico for its efforts. And last month in June, the number of deportations of Central American migrants crossing Mexico has increased hugely, from 5,000 in January to almost 22,000 deportees in June.
Oh, wow. That is a huge, huge number. And Mexican President Andrés López Obrador also described the tariff deal as maintaining Mexico's dignity. Is this how you would interpret the deal?
No. I'm very critical of the deal, because Mexico had many options to comply both with international law and with the Mexican Constitution. Under international law, a person has a right. It's established in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to seek asylum. And under the Mexican Constitution, migrants have a right to seek and be granted asylum. So Mexico needs to comply with this international and constitutional legal provisions. When Trump threatened President Trump threatened Mexico with imposing these tariffs, Mexico had a lot of other options to do this, because the tariffs were under international law as well, are illegal. Mexico has this NAFTA, is still the North American Free Trade Agreement, is still current law. And under NAFTA, tariffs are illegal. Mexico could have challenged these tariffs, complained before the panels that are established in NAFTA, go to international courts, because the tariffs and the threat in itself was illegal. Then by agreeing in this and using the migrants as exchange coin for the agreement, the Mexican government has become complicit in a human rights crisis. It's not a migration crisis. It's a human rights crisis.
It is definitely a human rights crisis. And as you say, you know, exchange for human lives as for this tariff deal, it does seem like there isn't much opposition or challenge, as you say. And it is deeply problematic for these people, unfortunately. Dr. Lewis, we are out of time, but thank you very much for your time on the show. Hopefully we see some change in the area. And it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having me.